The funny thing about names is you don't get to pick it. Obviously, your parents do. So it's like, how do you know that that's even going to fit?
I know, right?
When kids get older, you know what I mean? And I think it's perfectly fair if you grow up not really liking your name or thinking that it just doesn't fit.
My mom was fighting for Darren. Darren Clark. Yeah, it still works.
It's not bad, honestly.
No.
I prefer Casey.
Ah. Seems a little softer, doesn't it?
It does. And the CC, the double initial, I think that's great. I think you've got a good thing going on.
I could have been DC, though. Think about that.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
That's pretty heavy.
It's so heavy.
I don't know. I'm just trying.
Sure.
Just trying to make it sound sexier than it really is.
Than Darren Clark. Yeah, good one.
Is there a Darren Clark here? I step up and I'm all in beige. Yeah, I'm here.
What'd you have for breakfast today, Darren? Oatmeal.
Plain oatmeal.
No sugar?
No.
No.
Where are you going on vacation? Nowhere. Just staying here. Okay.
Wow.
And listen, I apologize if your name is Darren Clark. You're probably really exciting.
Yes, no, absolutely. Wearing Hawaiian shirts every day.
Life of the party.
I get it.
Oh. Great guy. I'm going to, you know what? Somebody's going to beat me up in the parking lot when I leave.
I think so. And his name is Darren.
Darren Clark's going after me. We have the same last name. Put me down. Lisa, now what's your name story?
I was named after my father, which was Robert Leslie. So, of course, I got Roberta Lisa, which I don't mind, but I go by Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my mother was a great old-fashioned Ukrainian lady, and she named my oldest sister back in the 1920s the perfect Ukrainian names, which were Olga Bertha Ethel.
Wow.
Good strong names.
That's a handsome name if I ever heard one.
And this was all three names that she gave to one of my sisters. Oh. So, of course, my sister grew up just hating those names.
Aww.
And, you know, of course, our mother couldn't understand why, because in her mind, those are great.
Yeah.
So she did legally change her name to Dana Roberta, but it was after she reached, you know, the age of majority.
I get it.
Oh, that's cute.
When I heard your talk, I thought, oh, boy, this one is right for that.
That
one.
Is. Yeah, no, yeah, you it. Win. You win, Lisa.
I know, right?
That is awesome.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank you
Lisa.
So much. You guys have a great day.
You too. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Cody Johnson, and whenever I'm in Canada, the first thing I do is put my new country on my radio.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and let it all, baby, we can't lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah.
Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
New Country, 93.5. Great to have you along. We're going to have a serious, serious discussion about the word loyalty.
Yes. I honestly think it means different things to different people.
Like, have you watched the, what is it, Billionaires? Is it Billionaires? Boardwalk? What am I saying?
Oh, no, I know what you're talking. Succession.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And that series is all about loyalty.
Right, because it's a family business.
Yeah.
Is it sort of like Yellowstone in that kind of realm of
but
things?
Richer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. And Yellowstone, same thing about loyalty.
Right. By the way, I haven't seen either of those.
So are you a loyal person? And if you think you are, why? Coming up.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hate, girl, I feel, girl, but not so fast. But you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you? Sun stops burning, we could worry about them. What if still the world stops turning, or I could kiss you? What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. If I leave you, what if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you?
Hey, it's Jess Moskaluk, and I am proud to call Canada home.
New Country 93.5.
felt your touch, I realized I fell in love.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5.
Well, let's talk about loyalty. Oh, by the way, great to have you here. Listen, if you miss any of this silliness, we put it all together in a podcast for you, and you can grab that, download it, flip it. I don't know. Wherever you do your podcasty things.
Flip it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's on Spotify. Also, check out our socials for the links to the podcast.
So loyalty, here's an interesting word, right? A word that has been used to describe a lot of things over a lot of years. And I feel that depending on what topic of loyalty you're talking about, mm-hmm. it kind of bends a little bit. Because I'm thinking about loyalty for, let's say, your place of work versus, you know, friendship and stuff like that.
Right. Oh, I think that's vastly different for a lot of people. I think loyalty at work has changed so much in recent years. But, you know, I think we'd all like to think that we're pretty loyal when it comes to our loved ones.
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer,
mm-hmm.
as it should be. But do you consider yourself overall a loyal person?
I kind of think so. I think there's some examples in my life where, you know, if my friend was dating somebody,
yeah.
and that their ex like scorned them or was a really bad person, I'm right. not going to talk to them ever
wow.
again. You know,
really?
And I think that's a sign of loyalty, you know,
holy
that
moly.
Like you kind of cut those people out of your lives because they don't serve you or your friend. I think that's huge.
Huh.
Or is that just petty?
Depending on, you know what, but that's a good point. I mean, depending on what happened.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But yeah, that's signs of a good friend, I guess.
I think so, that I'm going to stick with them wherever they go and that I'm always going to side with them. I mean, within reason, but.
Where I think loyalty wanes a little bit is when it comes to the workforce. I don't think there's any loyalty left.
No.
I really don't.
Mm-hmm. And it goes both ways. Like employers aren't loyal to employees either.
Yeah. I mean, it's not to suggest that they're not fair.
Right.
That's something different.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you might be right.
Could just cut you in a second and replace you.
Yeah, they can. Mm-hmm. But that's showbiz, baby.
It is showbiz. Yeah.
That really is. And it's a business decision for the most part.
Right.
I mean, there's obviously other issues with you getting let go.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But when they're downsizing, I don't know. Again, it's such a slippery slope when you start talking about loyalty in the workforce.
I know, yeah.
And it's going to be interesting as well to see the next generation behind, what is that, Alpha?
Yeah.
To see that loyalty or level of, right, in the workforce. I don't think, I think it's going to just disappear altogether.
I think we're all going to get new jobs once every, like, 3 months. We'll just kind
of wow. But something close
around.
To it,
Brian,
I don't think you're wrong.
I think so, because it's just, you know, sometimes you got to move out to move up, and if you're not feeling loyalty from your employer, then you don't have to give it
wow.
back.
Oh. You hear that, Shell? Shelly, do you think you're a loyal person?
Well, I'm a pretty loyal person. Like, I listen to the Casey Clark Show every single day.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty loyal.
Right?
That's a great... I never thought
of it. Even when we steer you away, you always come back there, Shell.
Yeah, I'm always back.
You can't get more loyal than that.
That's right.
It's almost like you're trying to get, I don't know, early release for good behavior.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. So I'm going to say that you're really loyal.
Very loyal,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Listen, Shelly, you're the best. We think you're awesome.
Love you guys, too.
Thanks, Shelly.
Have yourself a great day.
Bye.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's
trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all all live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up ranks. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. It's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on, cowgirl. Don't you wanna take me away? And lay me on down, girl, with the wild kind of loving you made. For God's sake, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up ranks. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Face joining the new country roster. She's vegan, ridiculously generous, but has a bad habit of barging in on everything. Introducing the new country 93.5 Interrupted Cash Cow. Starting Monday, March 31st, we're turning her loose on the music department. Keep your ears peeled for the Interrupted Cash Cow. Every time she bulldozes into one of your favorite songs, you could instantly win $500. Head to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek at who she's interrupting next. The New Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow. Coming Monday to New Country 93.5.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the International Center. Browse over 40 hot tubs and swim spas from major brands at up to 50% off. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the International Center in Mississauga. Visit spashow.ca.
For 60, the SmartRun Home Lottery early bird deadline is midnight Friday. Change everything with a beautiful Muskoka Lakefront Cottage early bird prize, complete with 50 grand. Plus, you'll be in to win a gorgeous Georgian baby show home and the $9 million grand prize, an Oakville show home, and $500,000. Early bird deadline is midnight Friday. Ticket to fund life-saving cancer research. Carry the fire. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Raffle number 1426743.
This is going to make you hungry. Booster Juice just dropped new guacamole and black bean grilled fresh options.
What the guac?
Yeah, a guacamole black bean wrap, guacamole chicken panini, and an egg and chipotle black bean wrap.
What a trio. Holy guacamole.
Bye-bye, boring as bread sandwiches.
Guac, yeah. New flavors, new cravings.
Avo cuddle up to wraps and paninis from Booster Juice. Canadian-born blending since 1999. Download the Booster Rewards app and order one today.
Have you experienced the recently upgraded Buffalo Niagara International Airport yet? New food and concessions, new spaces for arriving passengers, and a bigger and better baggage claim area. And we kept all the great things you've known us for. Your convenient, award-winning airport has many nonstop destinations all over the U.S., plus many low-cost airlines that don't fly in Ontario. See how great your airport experience can be. Visit BuffaloAirport.com today.
In an economic crisis, you want Mark Carney on your side. As governor of the Bank of Canada, he steered us through the 2008 global financial crisis. He led the Bank of England through the Brexit crisis. And now he's ready to stand strong against Donald Trump's tariffs. Canadians are ready for change, and Mark Carney has the plan that will cut taxes for the middle class, create new jobs, and build the fastest-growing economy in the G7. With Mark Carney, we keep Canada strong.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
When it comes to legal matters, it never comes down to just one thing. You need a law firm that understands it all. Epstein & Associates is your full-service law firm. With transparent pricing and complimentary initial consultations, they're helping clients from Barrie and Newmarket to Richmond Hill and Mississauga navigate family, business, wills and estates, and real estate law. Fully and completely. With Epstein and Associates, your full-service law firm. Visit EpsteinLawyers.com.
Save at Loblaws with Stamp and Save Days. Up to 15% off a single purchase. Get one stamp for every $20 spent. Collect stamps March 6th to 26th to save. Only at Loblaws. Conditions apply. See in-store signage for details.
Tired? Good. Call Youth Employment Services at 416-535-8448 or email yes1610 at yes.on.ca. Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone. Just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby or workandwear.ca.
Spring Toronto Motorcycle and Power Sports Super Show presented by Cooperators will take place at the International Center this March 29th and 30th. Your one-stop spring shop for everything motorcycle. Amazing displays, great deals, vintage exhibit, a super swap, used bike market, and the International Spring Cup Builders Championship. Choppers, touring, racing, cruising, and performance. Don't miss it. The Spring Toronto Motorcycle and Power Sports Super Show, March 29th and 30th at the International Center. Tickets on sale now. Visit springmotorcyclesupershow.ca. Free parking.
You're an entrepreneur. Growth is essential for your business. At BDC, we get that. And we're here to help you stay two steps ahead. With our flexible financing and advisory services, we help you adapt, growing your business in the face of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Stepping up for entrepreneurs, we're on it. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
For 60 years, Nissan has been driving Canada forward, and Woodbine Nissan is marking the milestone with unbeatable bonus offers. During the 60 Years in Canada event at Woodbine Nissan, get up to $1,000 in 60th anniversary bonus cash on select Nissans, including the 2025 Nissan Rogue S all-wheel drive from just $10 a day. Now's the perfect time to celebrate and save. Visit us at WoodbineNissan.com or at 60 Queensplay Drive, just across from Woodbine Racetrack.
Woodbine Nissan, saddle up and ride.
And neon lights look good on you, so good on you. But we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams, sting you in some red dirt, sweep you off of both feet. Have you ever sunset, Silverado backbeat? Never wanna go home and never wanna not be. Dancing in the country, dancing in the country.
New Country 93.5. We're talking about loyalty. If you just popped into the show and if you consider yourself a loyal person or not, I think with the categories of family, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the category of work.
Yeah, that's a little tougher. And I think it's really easy to just say, yeah, I'm loyal. But like, how do you know you're loyal? Do you really know if you are?
Yeah, are you really? Are you loyal to the company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll try it coming up.
40 hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere. I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one. Wide open. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. And y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Pour me a drink. Pour me a drink. Urban brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody
Thanks for listening to the Casey Clark Show.
Thank you.
New Country.
93.5.
Dear life, I hope you know, I've loved you every mile down this road. Had my share hits and misses, trying to keep between the ditches. Dear life, I hope you know. Dear life, what's your plan? Is where I'm supposed to be right where I am? If it isn't, I ain't leaving. If it ain't, I'll keep on dreaming. Dear life, what's your plan? Now you're of my book. Am I with the ones I love down here up above? Dear life, how's it look? So loud that my forever echoes in the dark. I wanna leave my mark, love till it breaks my heart. Live so loud that my forever echoes in the dark. You're flying by too fast, I'll fight to make you last. Beg you, won't you please just slow down.
It's New Country, 93.5. If you just jumped into the show, we're talking about loyalty and lack thereof, and or lots of loyalty, for that matter, particularly maybe when it comes to your sports teams.
Oh, definitely. And you will stick with those sports teams through thick and thin when they've had bad seasons, good seasons. Yeah. You know what I find is really strange is when you've been cheering for a team. Okay, like, you love the Oilers. Uh-huh. We all know this.
Yeah.
What if Connor McDavid left?
Why are you saying that?
I'm just
like, why would you humor
me for a second? What if he became a Flame?
Okay.
Like, then would you follow him?
No.
You'd continue to be an Oilers
yes.
fan. And when the Oilers played the Flames, would you despise the Flames as much as you currently do?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So when Wayne Gretzky got traded to the LA Kings,
right.
I didn't become an LA King fan.
Okay, that's fair. So that is a sign of loyalty because
yeah.
you love the team and
yes.
what the team represents.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the individual
no.
players. Okay,
got why it. Would you use Connor McDavid? Like, why would you use that?
Why would I hurt you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like that just...
So, you know, everyone's able to follow the dots on this one.
And by the way, he would never go to Calgary. He would never. No.
Stranger things have happened.
No. He would never go. And here's the reason why. Because if he's going anywhere, it's either going to be probably the Rangers or Toronto. It's not going to be to Calgary.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm leaving the Oilers to go to Calgary. What? Why do you... Who hurt you?
Mm-hmm.
Like... I don't know. David. Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm sorry.
David, are you a loyal person?
100%.
I don't know. I've been at the same job for 15 years, too thick and thin. I've only had 3 jobs in my life, so wow. I consider myself pretty loyal.
Oh, wow. Okay. Are you loyal in any other aspects, like sports teams, partners, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Been with my wife for 10 years. Sports teams, yeah. Follow the same sports team for 30 years through thick and thin.
Oh, yeah. What team is that?
It's the Red Wings.
What? What? Why?
I don't know. I've just liked them since I was a kid because I come from the East, so.
Okay. Yeah. That makes no sense, David. Absolutely no sense.
Steve Yzerman was the man, so, yeah. You know.
I think that's an okay choice. Yeah, fine.
Yep. Not an Oilers fan, that's for sure.
Hey, easy now.
Or a Flame. Or, a Leafs.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Well, by the way, you should be a Leafs fan, but yeah, I'll drop it.
Okay, thanks.
Just so you know.
But I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off.
New Country, 93.5. Monte Carlo
Inn, your home sweet home. Hope springs eternal at Monte Carlo Inns. Proudly Canadian and dedicated to comfort and value, Monte Carlo Inns offers newly renovated suites and full-service event spaces across southern Ontario. Whether for business or a well-deserved getaway, guests experience hands-on hospitality and quality accommodations. Book a stay today and save at MonteCarloInns.com. Monte Carlo, your home away from home.
If you crave the thrill of the road, then your perfect match is waiting at Lexus on the Park.
Right now, take advantage of lease rates as low as 2.9% for up to 48 months on select 2025 models. Plus, after you choose your new Lexus, you'll receive credit towards accessories or a complimentary service plan. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzig Eye Institute. Have you noticed superheroes don't become superheroes until they take off their glasses? Look, up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? If you can't tell, Herzig is here to help. Our eye surgeons are world-class. Our technology the most advanced. Google Herzig Eye Institute. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at monkhouselaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Step into comfort at Walking on a Cloud, your one-stop shop for all your footwear essentials. From classic retro sneakers by New Balance to casual and dress shoes by Clarkson Rieker, we have you covered. Stay dry with Vessi waterproof footwear or enjoy unmatched support with Atrex shoes and their signature arch support. Looking for timeless style? Check out Chelsea Boots by Bluntstone. It's all waiting for you at Walking on a Cloud. Comfort and style are just a step away.
Walking on a Cloud.
What's available in my budget?
Ask Michelle.
Do I buy in Toronto or GTA?
Ask Michelle.
What renos give the best return?
Ask Michelle at Michelle Fraser and RE/MAX Hallmark Fraser Group Realty. With over 25 years of experience, Michelle has the answers that get you the results you need.
Who do I ask?
That's easy. You talk to Michelle. Ask your questions now at michellefraser.com. You have the right questions. Now get the right answers.
Hey, buddy, got lunch plans?
Well, I usually...
Nope. Today you go Mojo Mode at Subway.
Mojo Mode?
Eat bold with Subway's new Mojo sauce on a 6-inch turkey or ham sub for just $4.99.
Okay, but I usually...
Forget that. Mojo is smoky, spicy. $4.99. Today's lunch is not the usual.
Hey, I'm already feeling Mojo!
Only at Subway.
At participating stores. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires April 13th, 2025.
You're an entrepreneur. Growth is essential for your business. At BDC, we get that. And we're here to help you stay two steps ahead. With our flexible financing and advisory services, we help you adapt, growing your business in the face of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Stepping up for entrepreneurs. We're on it. BDC. Financing. Advising. Know-how.
Are you feeling the need for off-roading these days? Let's get to your off-road living this winter on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. If you're looking for the best deal of the season, then let our team help you find your ride. Right now, enjoy savings of up to $3,000 off or finance rate as low as 1.99% during our Can-Am winter sales event. The choice is yours. So what are you waiting for? Come and see us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville and reserve yours today.
You envision having a gorgeous natural stone patio in your backyard. A new walkway that creates a stunning entrance to your front door. Refresh your home with a new natural look from Beaver Valley Stone. Browse our display of natural stone from around the world, including natural stone from Ontario's finest quarries. Only at Beaver Valley Stone. Visit today. Woodbine or Langstaff Road East, both south of the 407 in Markham and Thornhill. And BeaverValleyStone.com, your natural stone source.
New Country 93.5 Toronto.
Your country station.
Is CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
Did you know?
Know what?
Pink Cherry.
Wait, what's Pink Cherry?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we know.
She knows.
He knows.
They know.
Oh, I definitely know.
Pink Cherry. If you know, you know.
Shop now at pinkcherry.ca and save up to 80% off everything site-wide.
Pinkcherry.ca. Go ahead. Now you know.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone, just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby, or workandwear.ca.
Toyota on the Park, home of the RAV4, the MVP of the road. Built for wherever life takes you. Confident in the city, unstoppable on any adventure. With incoming gas and hybrid 2025 RAV4s arriving this month, now's the time to get yours. Hurry, don't miss out. Visit toyotaonthepark.ca or stop by at 1077 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing. Never reached for you in another touch. Don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. You're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to break. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't let myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Having some hard heartbreaks, so hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies.
Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Sasha's info dump.
The weirdest things people brag about or take way too much pride in, we'll go over those coming up. The Oscars, they're here very soon. These Academy Awards are considered pretty wide open, I guess. Yeah. I mean, the SAGs, the BAFTA, the Golden Globe Awards that were earlier in the award show season, that usually gives us a pretty good indication of who the heavy hitters are, but there hasn't really been a clear favorite. So it'll be interesting to see who wins, obviously.
Right, right, right.
That Spanish musical crime drama, Emilia Perez, is up for the most awards with 13. There are 10 films up for Best Picture, including Conclave, The Substance, Wicked, The Brutalist, and the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. We'll find everything out on Sunday. And here's the thing, I didn't hear a lot about this. I actually had to Google it today, who the host is.
I was just about to ask you.
Yeah, do you not know?
I just looked it up.
Oh, okay. So now you know. It's Conan O'Brien.
Right.
But, like, haven't heard a peep about it.
And an interesting choice, because I'm thinking, and he probably will make fun of this, I'm thinking he wasn't their first choice.
Ooh. Yeah, I could see that, actually. So we'll see. I'm sure he'll do a great job anyway. The dumbest things that people take pride in or, you know, brag about way too much. When people are proud to say that they, this is me, that they don't read. I mean, I don't take pride in it. I realize it's a bit of an issue.
You don't really, eh?
Working themselves to death and not taking time for themselves. I mean, I think we all work with people like that, that run around. They're like, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. And it's like, that's not something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Have a better balance. And in that same vein, when you brag about not sleeping enough, oh, I only got 3 hours last night. Okay, sleep more. You should.
Wow. So you're going to ask me how many hours I had last night?
Don't brag about it.
I'm not, you know, I'm not going to.
Come
gonna,
on. No. Being brutally honest, especially when you're just mean. Like, some people are like that. They'll be like, oh, I'm super honest. I tell it like it is. I call a spade a spade. You know what? There's that, sure. But some people are just mean, and that's not something to be proud of.
What's the difference between being honest and being mean? Is it just the delivery?
Yeah, and when you go out of your way to, like, point something out. It's like, you could smooth that over a little
timing,
bit, you know?
Perhaps as well?
Timing is a big thing.
Okay.
For sure. And the performance of, you'll appreciate this, bragging about the performance of sports teams. It's, hey, if you, if your team is doing well, which, by the way, your team is not right now.
No, they're not.
It's totally okay to be, you know, wear the jersey and be proud of it. But when you start acting like, hey, you were out there on the ice and you scored the game.
Hey, it's a team effort, and it starts with the fan base.
Does it? That's the ground up level that it starts
Name
from?
Name any successful team, and I'll show you a staunch and passionate fan base.
Okay. So you are part of the glory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's your info dump.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell. Buddies or the bartender that I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't over her, some word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near. You didn't hear it from me. If my name comes up next time you run into her, don't say where, just say you heard her. And my car, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. No, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last.
your home for new country. 93.5.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie. You burn me one too many times. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone. Keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy. Hey, real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Holding now, I am scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
I'm country. It's me.
Your home for new country.
New country.
93.5.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about. Got a Cabernet with your name on it. A slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. If you're single again, ain't thinking of me. You know I got that same old Tennessee. 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up.
talking to me, you know I got that same old Tennessee. 615, then she used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call, after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again.
Country 93.5 is Lainey Wilson.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Country 93.5. All right, let's play easy trivia. In this corner, it's going to be Gord. In that corner, it's going to be Nick. Gentlemen, welcome to easy trivia. Please use your name as your buzzer. And the first person that buzzes in will be allowed to answer the question. However, if that answer is wrong, the other person will be able to steal. All right? You get the rules here, gents?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All okay, right.
Let's
all right.
do it.
Easy trivia.
Your theme is movies. So here we go. Question one. Easy trivia. A new Shrek movie is coming out. What number will this movie be in the Shrek franchise?
Nick?
5.
Yeah. Nailed it.
All right.
Nick's up 1-0. Question two. The quote, "Here's looking at you, kid," is from which classic movie?
Nick.
Go ahead, Nick.
Is it Casablanca?
Dear me, yeah.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Okay.
Gord, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still
here. Okay, good, good. Just checking.
You just buying his time?
Yeah, just checking.
Okay,
I was hoping they were curling questions.
not so much. Question three in easy trivia. In Star Wars, who is Luke Skywalker's father?
Gord, Nick.
All right, Gord, go ahead.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Atta boy,
nice.
Gordo. Attaboy.
2-1. Easy trivia. Nick is up. Question four. Name the two lead actors in the movie The Notebook.
Gord.
All right, Gord.
The Notebook. Meg Ryan and...
Get out of here.
Meg Ryan.
You just throwing names out.
Hey, why not? She does a lot of rom-coms. Well, not that it's a comedy at all.
Okay, you know, I'm giving you that now, too.
I know, right? Ooh. Okay, Nick, you have a chance to steal if you know the answer.
Yeah, that's a hard pass.
Okay.
Well, then you're going to get this then, too.
Come on. Do I give the answer?
Yes,
would you
please.
Like to know? Okay, so Ryan Gosling, Rachel McAdams, two Canadians.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both guys are like, okay,
not impressed at all.
Yeah, no.
All right.
I don't care. Still don't know them.
Question five. This is the final question. Easy trivia. Who was the first voice?